1431. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Quick Ron Paul update, of course. As you may or may not be aware, Rudy Giuliani has dropped out of the Republican presidential race today.
Darn.
I'm going to miss him.
And that means there are only four more contenders, which means that it should be very interesting to see how much time Ron gets to speak in tonight's presidential debate. Last time, I believe it was MSNBC, he got just over six minutes, while the other competitors got 14, 13, 15, and like 22 for Mitt Romney. So it should be interesting to see how that's divvied up tonight. And, of course, we'll let you know tomorrow.
I find it so strange that they give a small amount to the guy who's polling the worst and a large amount to the guy who's polling the best, just essentially sort of updating the, giving credence to the status quo. You know, just it doesn't make any sense. It's not fair.
It's very bizarre. It's, the media blackout of Ron Paul, which actually Lou Rockwell was recently commenting on, or the good people over at the Lou Rockwell blog, because what they've pointed out is that it seems like Ron Paul's media coverage has diminished since the voting has started.
Yes.
Very interesting. They were paying attention to him before the actual primaries and caucuses were happening, and now nothing's going on. Well, Thomas DiLorenzo, he's the guy that wrote the book about Lincoln, The Real Lincoln.
Yeah.
He writes on Lou Rockwell's blog, well, it was okay for the mainstream media to cover Ron Paul's campaign as long as there was no voting taking place. After all, they have to have something to talk and write about, and all the other candidates sing the same old boring tune. But once the voting started, there's indeed been a complete mainstream media blackout. Economists William Meckling and Michael Jensen, formerly of the University of Rochester, offered an explanation for the extreme statist bias of the media some 30 years ago, and I think it applies to the mainstream media's current blackout policy. If you're a national news reporter, you must always keep in mind that the news must be new. You must cultivate numerous inside sources of news, and in today's world, those sources are overwhelmingly in government. If you report on defense issues, your main sources are Defense Department bureaucrats or political appointees. If you're an environmental reporter, your sources are EPA bureaucrats and political appointees. If you're a crime reporter, you rely on the FBI bureaucracy, etc., etc. This is why the media are never very critical of government bureaucrats, unless bureaucrats are being insufficiently interventionist. They pretend to be critical from time to time, but not really. The regime must be defended at all costs, for it is the regime that is the source of the journalist's human capital. Strip away parts of the regime, as Ron Paul wants to do, and you strip away jobs and careers for journalists. It's not Ron Paul who's the target of the blackout, but his ideas of peace, freedom, free enterprise, and limited constitutional government. After all, the mainstream media never ever write anything about him without saying, but of course, he has no chance of winning. They don't believe he could ever win, but his ideas could, which is why they must be hidden from public view at all costs. It'll be interesting to see how much longer it takes the internet to break up this monopolistic political conspiracy. And I generally agree with his sentiment here. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think that it's true that if government is dismantled, that jobs and careers will disappear for journalists. I think that might be something they believe. I think journalists might think that. You know, if government was cut down, what would we report on?
I don't even know if they think about it. They don't think about the possibility of government. How could they think about government going away? It's like thinking about gravity going away for most people.
Well, that's what he's suggesting here, and perhaps they would. I mean, perhaps they realize that if Ron Paul were elected, the wonderful departments they are covering might not have the power that they do today, and therefore there wouldn't be as much news to write about. I don't know, Mark. That's just what he's suggesting.
You know, most of what they write about is fluff and baloney anyway. They'd probably be free to start writing about truth and real stuff without pressure from other higher-ups.
Well, it seems to me that if you don't have government to write about, and if you pick up any newspaper and you look at the front section of the paper, the majority of those stories, international, national, state, whatever, are going to be in relation to something government is doing. They're going to be somehow connected to some government action, plan, program, something gone wrong, some proposal, something tied into government. And so I can see how people might be afraid if they thought enough about it. And I'm not saying they all do, Mark.
Yeah.
But if they thought enough about it, what would we do without government to report on? Well, there are plenty of things to report on. How about consumer issues?
It's a huge thing.
How about bad businesses? I mean, let me tell you, when I see, I don't watch TV, but back in the past when I encountered more of it, and I saw the previews for the nightly news tonight at 11, it was never interesting to me to see a preview about what government is doing. But it was always interesting to see, our cameras went undercover at this diamond store and we found out how you were being ripped off. That sort of coverage. I love that stuff. I find that fascinating.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I think there'd be more of that if they didn't have government to focus on. Focus on the bad businessmen, because they are out there. Let's figure out who they are and ostracize them and alert the community to them. How about human tragedy stories? I mean, those are... You know, unfortunately, there's never any end to that. So you could always talk about that. Crime is, you know, certainly going to continue being an issue. It wouldn't be as much in a more voluntary society or a more laissez-faire society.
Sure, they wouldn't be creating crime.
Right, well, we wouldn't have the war on drugs and we wouldn't have all these other things. But still, there would be crimes and that would be worth reporting on. So jobs wouldn't go away. There's always something to talk about.
Yeah, they just shift from one sector to another, and that's okay. That's actually good.
That's like saying Free Talk Live would be out of business if there was no government to pick on anymore. That's not true. That's just what we are focusing on today, because it's one of the most pressing things to talk about. If there were no government around, we'd be talking about consumer issues. We'd be taking your calls, as always, about what you want to talk about. That is the premise of the show. There was a post on the BBS recently talking about how some of our callers are less than desirable for this particular individual to listen to on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand where he's coming from. I can. I mean, because letting anybody on the air is breaking the rules of talk radio. Back in the beginning days of Free Talk Live, we were sat down for like a good hour at least with the manager of the station.
In the big office that overlooked the harbor with the bobbing sailboats?
Yes, yes. Very nice. Nice window office.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down and we had the discussion where he laid out the rules of talk radio. Mm. Now, I don't know if these are codified anywhere, but he certainly seemed to know them.
When Big Jim Davis says these are the rules of radio, those were the rules of radio as far as I'm concerned.
That's true. And, of course, we've made a career, basically, out of breaking a number of those rules.
But we've always kept what he said in mind.
Absolutely. I haven't forgotten what he said. And some of them were good rules, okay? Some of them certainly were. But, when someone gives... As an anti-authoritarian, when someone gives me a set of rules, I analyze those rules and say, yeah, agree with that. Nope, don't like that one. So I'll just pick and choose for myself, and that's what I did. And so, the concept of the show is it's Free Talk Live. You call in about anything. That's what it's always been from day one. So could we screen out some of the more, incoherent callers? That is one of the rules. You shouldn't have somebody on the air that can barely get words out, that stutters, that doesn't sound good, that's not coherent, they're not making sense. We let all that on the air on this show.
Yeah, and if you're going to let someone on the air, you still want them to sound, if they're going to disagree with you, which, of course, a good screening or a thorough screening will catch whether they're going to agree or disagree with you. If they do come on the air, generally you want them to sound dumber than you. So...
We let smart people on the air, too.
Yeah, so we do, we let people... we had a scientist call in and tell us that, talk to us about global warming a few weeks ago, and we didn't agree with him, so we should have screened him out, according to the rules of talk radio.
Right, right. The other talk hosts don't want to be made look dumb, so they won't, they'll only take
people... I already
know
we're dumb.
I don't know if I'm dumb. I'm certainly ignorant on a number of things. There's no doubt about that.
But you're a good conversationalist.
Right. So I just want to point out that if you, for whatever reason, don't like the content of the show, you certainly can go somewhere else. But what we prefer is that you call in. So if you're tired of hearing the same callers over and over again, because you don't have to be too bright to pick up your phone and, dial a number. That's really the only requirement that it takes to get on the air with us. Pick up your phone. Call in. Because the fact is, if we're getting a higher volume of calls, then the regulars, if you will, won't be able to get through as often. And so the problem will solve itself over time as more people listen and more people begin participating in the show. But if you don't like it, if you don't want to get on the air with us, that's fine. Sit back, listen, and enjoy. And enjoy the incoherent callers, because there is something enjoyable about them. It's certainly, I'd rather listen to someone incoherent than listen to anybody calling the Sean Hannity Show any day. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off?
Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, and bring up what you want. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and they include the updates. Get on the list. We will let you know when there's something new to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November 14th, and all of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org. freetalklive.org. We go to the phone calls. Michael in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
How you guys doing?
Hey, just great, Michael. What's on your mind?
Good. I'm sorry I missed you guys at the Liberty Forum. I'm actually friends with Glenn Jacobs as well, and I wrestle with Glenn on WWE.
Oh, wow.
My name is Stevie Richards. So you got a lot of wrestlers calling in this
week.
Wait,
I'm sorry. I missed your stage name. What was it?
Stevie Richards.
Stevie Richards. Excellent. Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks. And also, more importantly, I'd like to say, since I've known Val, Sean Morley, I've always heard of the idea of libertarianism, of liberty itself and freedom. And like a lot of people, for a long time, I really didn't really understand it. I always just kind of was fed the status quo of politics and politicians and what they're feeling. I'm used to having bad politicians or voting for the lesser evil.
Sure.
And all the other cliches that people who don't really know any better always seem to settle for. And in the past year, it's really been an awakening between listening to Sean, talking to Glenn. I used to travel with Glenn, so I got quite a bit of education from him, and then being turned on to Free Talk Live and other things. And now that I'm past that point, I'm it's always a learning experience, I know, but now that I have a better idea and actually looking at it from a different perspective, it's torture to watch some of these debates. It's torture to watch the media like CNN, especially Fox News. And, my question is now with Ron Paul kind of like not really doing as well as we all had hoped or he should be doing, more accurately, do you guys see anybody that can carry on, say, in the 2012 elections or past that? Do you see anybody stepping up? Because I know Ron Paul's in his 70s, and you guys have kind of alluded to the fact that he probably won't run in 2012. Do you see anybody that could actually come forward in the next, 4 years?
Well,
Ron Paul thing has been such a phenomenon,
sure,
especially on the internet and in the mainstream media. It'd be a shame to see nobody come after, he's only there for the idea of liberty and freedom. It'd be great if somebody else could, step up there and he could pass the torch if he decided not to run in 2012.
Well, first of all, I don't see anybody, at least as far as inside the system, I don't see anybody that's currently a representative. There's no, there are no other Ron Pauls in Washington, D.C. There are some guys that, they might vote in favor of freedom sometimes, but, that's hitting this more so than anything else. But the question is, it really was wide open. Is there anybody? Well, of course there are people out there that that could probably get better traction than Ron Paul. I mean, I can think of some. I don't know what their chances are and how interested they are, but Penn Jillette, I think, would be awesome. Penn Jillette, the comedian magician.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nothing better to do except do his magic show. He's made plenty of money on that. He's certainly gotten a lot of visibility from his great Showtime series, BS. So I don't know if the next real serious liberty candidate is necessarily going to have to be someone from the political structure. I certainly don't see anybody as being an option. I'd love to hear you guys. Wayne, what do you think?
I'll place my vote for Carla Howell of the Center for Small Government out of Massachusetts.
The problem, though, is that who is she? I mean, Ron Paul has enough trouble getting attention. I really feel like if we could have a principled libertarian celebrity, that would probably do a lot to attract the media in a way that they wouldn't normally have. Normally, they'll use whatever excuse they can to ignore our candidates. And
I think Glenn would probably get a bunch of attention.
There you go.
I wanted Glenn to run as Ron Paul's running mate. I thought that Dr. No and Kane in 2008,
a tag
team for the Constitution, would be awesome. But, I can't go pushing him too hard, right?
Right.
So my answer to it is, we just don't know. I didn't see Ron Paul in 2006 being a presidential candidate.
Sure. He didn't see himself as that.
And no one knew what it was going to be like. So I think that we have to, continue to work for liberty, continue to uphold the principles, and I think that someone will show themselves of the huge success that Ron has had.
Right, and a lot can happen in 4 years. I mean, that's a long period of time. A lot happens in 12 months, so you're right, and especially considering what has begun as a result of the Ron Paul campaign, this explosion of libertarian interest, all of these young people discovering freedom. I mean, now we've got, you know, we're taking over the WWE from the inside. I mean, this is unprecedented, the growth of this movement that is experienced in just the last 12 months, if not this decade, has been pretty tremendous. And so who knows what kind of growth we're going to continue to see over the next 4 years, how the Free State Project is going to play into that, what new people will uncover within the next 4 years. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know
for
a fact that last year I didn't have any of these views or anything. And this is, you know, you hear this more from anybody probably. And the Ron Paul's heard it from a bunch of people that they've never really gone out of their way to register the vote, to vote, or actually be excited and try to educate themselves on the political scene. And that's what's happened to me in the past year. It's been such a great awakening, and I'm excited. I thirst for the knowledge, and I listen to your show every night and go to lourockwell.com. I'm actually looking at libertyconspiracy.com right now. Glenn's show is excellent. There's so much information out there. It's a shame that there's some people that can't even, you know, with all that information out there, they still seem to miss the point and count on the mainstream media for all their information. That's the saddest part of all.
Well, that's starting to change, and that's what's exciting. You know, that's one of the things that's very exciting. You mentioned Glenn's show. I don't think he's ever talked about that on the air. I didn't know if that was off or I think it was off limits last time we asked him about it. So I won't mention his show, but I do know Val has one. Sean Morley, the guy you were talking about earlier, Val Venus, he's doing his own show. He's calling it the Freetarian Show. And
yeah, it's been around for a while.
I think I heard you on it once.
I think I was on Glenn's show a couple times. I actually just listen because it's such a learning experience. I don't know what I can add when you have former libertarian presidential candidates on there, and Barry Hess, former governor, the running for governor, and, you know, then just me, you know, a guy who pretty much plays video games all day and has a tech podcast.
Hey, I've got a show. What's wrong with that? I play video games all day.
So I think it's cool that we're having new people entering into the new media marketplace, bringing new ideas, bringing new viewpoints, and expressing them to a completely different audience that we might not normally be able to reach, or somebody else might not normally be reaching. And so I think we're going to see some more continued growth. In fact, this ties into something I think we were talking about with Nick last night, or maybe it was Gardner. Anyway, I was talking with Gardner off the air about this, was how the socialists were very slowly bringing their ideas into America over a period of years, and the American politicians were adopting these ideas, and so now we live in this socialist state. But it took decades for their ideas to really take hold. I think we're going to see a reversal of that, or we can see a reversal of that. And as you said, Michael, it's only been a year since you encountered these ideas, and you're already sort of voraciously consuming as much of it as possible.
Stevie Richards.
His name's Michael. Stevie's his wrestler name.
Oh, okay.
Michael, thanks for the call
exactly.
Tonight, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. But what I wanted to say was that, you know, he's voraciously absorbing as much as possible, so I think we can see a reversal. I want to talk about that more here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diner. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, romance. You, your honey, and your SUV out for a night on the town. During dinner, she steals your heart. Ah, but wait, that's not all that's stolen. When I come back, I'll give you the facts. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Could be, as you woo one love tableside, someone else is busy with your other love curbside. Yes, 1.6 million vehicles are stolen each year. That's one every 20 seconds. Top targets? SUVs and sports cars. And if they're under 5 years old, in a city over 250,000, bullseye. So if you're an LUV with your SUV, protect it from unwanted cupids with warning or immobilizing devices, tracking systems, and good old common sense. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features there we give away, including live streams. So tune in to our broadband or dial-up streams. They're both there, and they're completely free for you at freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or a living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
So after the show on Monday night, Gardner Goldsmith, who had joined us for the program, he and I, you know, chatted for a little while after the show, as we do sometimes, because I don't get to see him very often. He lives over on the other side of the state. And we were talking about how long he thought it might take to get to a laissez-faire society, or to at least significantly go off in that direction and drastically reduce government. And he was talking about 10, 20, you know, 20 years. He was talking about 20 years. And I said, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, we don't know how long it's going to take, but I have a feeling it might be faster than that. And the reason for that, I think, is very sound. And this is what I was just getting into before we went away for a moment there. If you look at the history of the socialists and how they have brought their ideas into the mainstream in America and have essentially, I mean, we almost live in a complete socialist country at this point. It's not quite there yet, but they're getting there. The fact is, the ideas are definitely, they've successfully been inculcated into the population at large. Certainly the politicians have given it their tacit endorsement, if not their explicit endorsement. And socialism is, it just abounds in America. And this is a process that took them decades upon decades. It has been a very long, involved process for them. The question is, how long will it take to turn it around and re-educate people into helping them understand liberty and freedom and why socialism doesn't work, why this has been a bad idea and an abject failure, and freedom is the answer? How long will that take?
I don't think it'll take as long, because to start to adopt the ideas of socialism, you really have to stilt your logic. And when you hear the truth, when you start to hear about freedom again, and you hear the other side of the argument, which isn't being presented in the mainstream media, and you're hearing it again somewhere, all of a sudden, all the things that seem wrong, the solutions start to make sense.
That's true.
And I think that, you know, these ideas that we're presenting, and many people are presenting now, whether it's on the internet or on the radio, they're going to eventually penetrate all the nooks and crannies of ignorance and misinformation. And when we reach critical mass, then things will change, and politicians will smell it coming, and they'll start to change too.
I think that point of critical mass is closer than we might believe it is. And the reason is because for the last several decades, as the socialists were trying to work their agenda into place, they didn't have the internet, and we do. So what we've seen in the past 7 years, just this decade, the past 8 years, has been a tremendous growth in the availability of the libertarian message, of the pro-freedom viewpoint. Before, you know, the internet was around, you had to know somebody who knew somebody who knew what the books were that you had to go and find somehow, get your hands on in order to access that information, in order to learn about liberty. But now all you have to do is go to Google, and it's just endless. You can learn as much as you want. You can invest as much time into learning it as you would like to, as you have time. And as a result of that accessibility, as a result of the information revolution, people, more so than ever, have come across our message. People that just are just surprising to me. I mean, we've got three professional wrestlers that listen to this show.
At least three.
Yeah, at least three that we know about that have called into Free Talk Live. I mean, that's pretty cool.
And those guys have a lot of influence out there. And, right. And as these, it's like the Breck commercial. Well, you tell two friends, they tell two friends, yeah. and so on.
But it's not two friends anymore. It's
right.
It's
really
not restricted in that way. Because back in the old days, well, you'd have to pick up the phone to call a friend. But now you can send out an email to 200 friends if you want to. And these guys, the professional wrestlers we're referencing, many of them have started their own podcasts. And so they are leveraging their renown, if you will, to help spread this message. And again, we don't know who we've touched.
And then the regular people are
from.
Doing it too,
right? We don't know who we've touched that we haven't heard from. Who else is out there that has experienced this message and has found it so exciting and so exhilarating that they've gone out in any way they possibly can to either promote Ron Paul or talk about the Free State Project or talk about liberty in general and get this message out? I think we're going to see that critical mass maybe within the next decade.
The other thing is, when people are fat and happy, they don't really care as much about change.
That's true.
But we have a demographic as well as an economic train wreck ahead of us within a matter of several years, maybe a few years, maybe 6 months. We don't know. But when that happens, people are going to start looking for answers. And they're not going to be fat and happy anymore. They're going to be struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of people are going to question the current system a lot more than they were when you had all this fake money out there and people were buying stuff like crazy and pushing all the debt forward. So this is all going to come back and bite us very soon. It's starting to happen. And our opportunity, and both our opportunity and our challenge, is to accelerate spreading the message of liberty, so when this happens that we can say this isn't from free markets, this is from government intervention in the markets, because it'll be presented as if the government didn't do enough.
Yeah, well, sure it will.
And so we have to accelerate and really...
Until we have more people in the media.
Right.
Which is a critical aspect, of course, and I'm sure a number of people are working on that. Certainly we're trying to do our part here at Free Talk Live, and hopefully by the time things start to get bad, if it gets to that point, I mean, maybe we'll get lucky and Ron Paul will get elected, but I wouldn't bet on that. But if it starts, when it starts to get worse, maybe they'll already be hearing our message at that point and say, you know, what those libertarians are saying is starting to make sense now. And instead of us being on the fringe and wacko, which we're not, our positions make sense, and they're the right positions. They're the moral. Voluntary interaction is the only humane method of interacting with man.
Isn't it amazing that the so-called mainstream is really the wacko extreme?
Mm.
And they twisted it completely around.
It's really crazy. So that was my vision. I think it's very clear that with the information accessibility that we have in this country and around the world, the message of liberty is going to be, it's going to get to the point where the mainstream media and the people in positions of power, the elites who for so long have withheld this information or kept us away from experiencing this information, they're losing their grip, and it scares them. They're frightened to death of us actually getting our message out there.
And that's why you see these bogus laws like the Homegrown Terrorist Act and all that, because they know that their power is threatened.
That's true.
They know. And we're not, we don't mean them any harm. We just want our freedom.
And that's why you're seeing Ron Paul getting 6 minutes in the last debate a week ago when the other candidates got at least twice, if not three times as much time as he did, because they're doing what they can to minimize this viewpoint, which is unfortunate, because if more of them would have just embrace it...
They can have their freedom, too.
Yeah, exactly. They'd be wealthier. I mean, the people that are wealthy today wouldn't lose their wealth. They'd get wealthier.
Yeah.
At a faster clip. Of course, there'd be more competition, and, you know, that's a good thing for
everyone. Even if their dollar value in wealth didn't increase as quickly, what it will buy would be faster, because you'd have... You'd have more stable money.
Great points. 800-259-9231. Would love your thoughts as well. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Liam in Indianapolis, or Indiana, rather. Liam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not much. I have two things I wanted to say. One, I just wanted to ask Wayne. You guys have this thing. It's a commercial for STLDiscount.com. It's a guy. He's selling a weight loss product, right? And it's supposed to make you lose, like, you know, 20 pounds in, like, 10 days. And I know Wayne's kind of like the health guy, so I wanted to know if it actually works or not, you know, or if I should not spend $600 on it.
You know, I'm not familiar with it, so I couldn't answer that. I'll have to study up on that and get back to you. My email address is wayne@freetalklive.com.
Is it that expensive?
What's that?
Is it that expensive?
What?
He said it was $600.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how much it was. No, as a matter of fact, it's not. It's not $600. I purchased it, and it was $155.
Okay.
For
really?
All the products. Yeah.
But I
did purchase it. I didn't really stick to the program the way you're supposed to.
You have no willpower.
I lost 6 pounds in the amount of time. But I know somebody who is sticking to the program, and they've lost 14 so far.
Oh, wow.
So... there you go.
There you go. You had a second question, so hang on, Liam. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, and we will bring you a story from Arizona about a lady who was attacked by a cop. Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany, your husband looks so good tonight. I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious. The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you.
told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Coco Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa and is natural and healthy for anyone. Coco Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want, toll-free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, by the way, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, features we give away. Now, if you like the show, want to help us out a little bit, then go buy some Free Talk Live gear at the store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and grab yourself Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and hoodies, as well as some other great products, including DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets, our very cool Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo. See what I mean? Head over to store.freetalklive.com and find out about our special offer involving getting you a free copy of Barry Cooper's DVD, Never Get Busted. So take a look at all the details at store.freetalklive.com. We continue with the phone calls here. Liam is back on the line in Indiana. You had a second question, Liam.
Yeah. Well, it actually wasn't a question. It was just, I wanted to talk about health care and stuff.
Sure.
I'm on a forum. This music forum, and there's all these, like, socialists talking about health care, you know. I'm trying to set them straight, but they're just not really getting it, you know. So I want to see if we can get some of our listeners to go over there you know, help me out.
An invasion.
Socialists.
What's the forum?
It's Harmony Central. It's on the Bass Forum. There are a bunch of musicians, but I posted a link on the BBS.
Okay, good deal.
It's under the general, under help. I need backup.
Okay. Yeah, you know, some of our BBSers, the people that are the denizens of our forum online, they like that kind of thing. They like going in mass into a forum and just
forum wars.
Stirring it up. Yeah, that's what it is. It's forum wars. I don't know how effective
Definitely.
It is. I don't know if it's anything more than just fun internet stuff, if it'll actually do anything worthwhile, but whatever.
But, you know, if you really expect to win them over, you have to come at it in a certain way, because if you just come at it confrontationally, it's not going to work.
Right, because they're going to know.
Actually, I'm being kind of nice to him. Like, he suggested, I was saying that if we had a free market, then people could get into business and lower cost or undercut, you know, the bigger people, you know, to drive the prices down. You know, he was like, well, how are they going to do that? Are they going to, you know, cut their employees' pay, or are they going to plaster advertisements all over the place? And I was like, yeah, that's actually a really good idea. I was like, you should do that. We could, you know, put advertisements up all over the hospital, and then, you know, and then that would lower costs and stuff. And, you know, so he tried to turn it back around on me and act like I was being ridiculous.
Yeah, you're just a corporate slave.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not forget all the paperwork that would be eliminated if we got the government.
I said that to them. And they were like, no, private organizations have just as much paperwork.
Nonsense.
You're retarded, you know?
That's nonsense.
Then they've never dealt with the government.
Yeah, but, you know, also a lot of socialists who are for socialized medicine are under this mistaken impression that our current system is a free market system.
Right.
Yeah.
Which it isn't. It's a corporatist system.
Yeah.
And
I made that point as well.
And the government basically is in bed with a few key industries and special interests, and they keep the price up because they create a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I made that exact point. And the guy's trying to say that you know, he's like, so what, do you want to just change the entire American system? And I was like, well, yeah, actually.
Back to what it used to be.
That's exactly what I want to do.
It used to be
I'd rather do that than steal everybody's money to pay
for
it.
And socialized medicine is changing the entire American system. That's what he wants to do, too.
Right. But that's true.
But you see,
there are a lot of people who have muscled their way in between the doctor and the patient. And it's just a matter of having a doctor-patient relationship and getting the middlemen out.
Yeah.
There you go. Any other objections you wanted to share with us?
No, just go to that Harmony Central and beat these socialists.
You'll have to be careful, though, because when you're doing an invasion like that, they're going to know that, oh, where are all these new users coming from? They're going to notice all these people popping up out of the woodwork that may not have a history of actually posting on the forum, so therefore they won't have credibility. So you have to really be careful with that approach.
I don't really care. I mean,
there you go. Then have fun. It's just the internet, and it's just a forum. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. I think some people really take internet forums way too seriously. Way too seriously. It's fun. I look at it as like a little digital sandbox, basically. And our Free Talk Live forum is my sandbox. And I let people come in and play in the sandbox. And there pretty much aren't very many rules in my particular sandbox. In other ones, there are very restrictive rules. But if you don't like the sandbox, you can always go start your own sandbox and play in it. If you think things are a little too serious and things are, you know, you're having too many arguments with people, well, just go away. You don't have to play in my sandbox. There's no one forcing you to be there. People really get a little too into the forums, I think. Take things a little seriously. Yeah. But nonetheless, they can be a lot of fun, and I think there's also an important factor in that it's sort of like Free Talk Live. The internet forums are similar to Free Talk Live in that if you're having a confrontation and you get into it with somebody who is just not changing their viewpoint, they're just completely locked down, total 100% socialist, you know there's no chance you're going to convince that person. So what you have to remember is there are a lot of people that are watching the thread. And, of course, the more persuasive you are, the better. I don't recommend argumentation at all. I recommend persuasion and attempting to help that person see the benefits of liberty through selling the benefits to them, showing them how their life could be better, their life would be improved, and how their loved ones and others, poor people's lives, for instance, in the cases of people that claim to be wanting to help the poor, whatever it is they want, show them how they can get it from liberty. That's different from arguing as to why my position's better than yours. It's completely different. But if you can focus on that, eventually you'll bring people over without even knowing it. You'll bring people to the message without realizing it because they're watching you debate with this socialist on the internet. So I think it could have some value. I just wonder how much it does.
It just depends on how it's done, like we said.
Yeah, really. Well, maybe if you've been persuaded by an internet post somewhere, you should call in and let us know what your story was. What was it about? Have there been successful examples of this? Certainly there have. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Todd in Alabama. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, not much. Did y'all catch the State of the Union the other night?
Hell no.
I don't like getting lied to.
Just to point you out a little bit, Bush started out a good game with tax relief, but then right after that, he rolled right into a lot of programs that needed support and everything. Mm. And the dollars he was talking about looked like it far outweighed what he needed, you know, to let taxes go for all that goes. But then he went on to say that he would veto anything that come across his desk that wouldn't cut pork in at least half. Do you think that means he'd have to read the bill?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he could claim he has advisors that would read the bills for him, but he's full of it, and you and I both know it. I mean, he's not going to do anything like that. He's got no reason to do it. He's got no reason not to do it. He's a lame duck president. He's got another year left in office, and he's just speechifying for the hell of it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I just couldn't believe what he was talking about.
Well, no, don't believe the tax relief claims either, because as I understand it, it's going to work exactly the same way as the one in 2001 did, where they're going to cut Americans a check, and then it's going to be applied to their return the next year. So if you get $300 or $600 back from the government, that $600 you just won't get in 2008.
It's a loan from your withholding.
Or 2009. Yeah, exactly.
And so they'll pack that.
Somebody emailed me a cartoon of how the money chain is going to work. is that we're gonna borrow the $300 per person from China, and then we're gonna spend it at Walmart. We're gonna give it right back to them.
So, Todd, any other thoughts tonight?
Yeah, we got to vote early today. We have Mardi Gras down here in Alabama, and we got to vote early today. So I hope Ron Paul does good. I voted for him and saw a plane flying by. I was with a customer today. We was in their house, and one of my people called me and says, you outside? I said, no. He says, well, look outside. There's a plane heading your way with your man on it. They had a flyer going overhead. The customer went, oh, really? Come on, let's go see. We all ran outside and checked it out. So I hope everybody's as enthusiastic about Ron Paul as I am, and he is, because we sure need somebody like that to help us out.
Isn't this momentous? I mean, what other presidential candidate in the history of this country would have planes with banners flying off them in blimps?
Right?
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
I said, do you mean a blimp? He said, no, it's an airplane, but it had his face on there and everything. It looked
That's
good.
That's amazing. That sounds like the Ron Paul Air Corps. I've heard them being promoted on during some of the commercial breaks here. And I believe it's ronpaulaircorps.com, but I'm not positive on that. So you might actually be able to send those guys a few bucks and keep them in the air. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
we appreciate hearing from you tonight, Todd.
And they're evidently on top of their game because, you know, we're voting early here because February 5th is Mardi Gras Day. So that's good for them.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. 31, you're right, Wayne. I mean, it has been unprecedented. And I think that what we had Michael on the line earlier, who was expressing some disappointment in Ron Paul's results, and I don't think that his results are disappointing at all. What did he get, 3%, just over 3% last
night? In Florida,
night?
Yeah.
What was the actual hard number of voters, though? I heard it was more voters than he'd gotten cumulatively so far.
Well, thanks for asking before I had a chance. You know, I didn't know
if any of you had heard it. That's all.
Did I memorize the amount of votes that he had in Florida? I did not.
I think it was at least 100,000. I think it was in the six figures. And, I mean, I think Ron Paul's probably gotten more votes already than Harry Brown got, the Libertarian presidential candidate, got nationwide in 2000.
I just got back from Florida, and I saw a lot of Ron Paul signs down there.
62,000.
62,000 votes? Not too shabby. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. No Libertarian candidate on a national scale has ever received this amount of attention, which still isn't much, but has ever received this kind of coverage and these amount of votes. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Store